Trinity Labs, Spirit and Coffee. Got my coffee here. Yum, 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 yum. Okay, oops, let's get started. All right, back even a little bit further. Okay, so we're getting started. So wanted to talk about like the inner warrior. And that's kind of what this is about, rediscovering the inner warrior. What does that mean? And how do we begin to do that? And I'm doing this because of all of the craziness that's going on. But I do see that there are, I think they're starting to talk about the positive things that are actually happening as time unfolds and progresses. We see on the, you know, the news or the media, the opposite polar end of things, the light, the things that are, that have come to pass. And talking about the recovery of individuals who may have gone through this sickness or illness or whatnot. And so now they're talking about the positive things, which is good. Sort of like, I'm a survivor. What does that mean, right? What does it mean to be a warrior? What does that, so people will think, well, you know, and you guys are really welcome to chime in here, you know, and, you know, tell me what your thoughts are on that. Like, what do I think it means to be a warrior? And you guys could type something out. Good morning, Giannis, if you want to, okay? Is that Matilda? Good morning. Good morning for those of you on Facebook, okay? Let's just talk a little bit about what warrior energy is, okay? Warrior energy starts at the base of our spine, okay? And it rises up as a flame of fire. In the alchemic process, in spiritual alchemy, it shows up as wands, fire energy. Now, why fire energy? Fire energy is what I've done some live videos about this in the past. Our fire energy is our warrior energy. It is the divine will. It is the ego, okay? And it could be either one, and it's tricky to understand how to utilize both. Warrior energy takes ego and turns it into divine will. Takes the fear and turns it into something meaningful. The warrior is that inspiration, the spark of courage. Okay. It's depicted by the Leo, which is the lion. So if we looked at Leo, we know that Aries, which is war, are depicted as fire energy. Okay. Good morning, Alicia. Good morning, Ignacio. I haven't seen you on here in a while, Ignacio. Everybody must be home from what's going on. They're like, yeah, I can watch now. I'm home. So the fire energy as a warrior is that ability to be courageous, the ability to stand up and to fight, to go through the flames, to stand with your wands and your staff and say, I'm going to fight through this. It's perseverance. It's commitment. It's drive. It allows us to move through boldly, okay? So it can even be boldness, like I'm bold. Good morning, Danny. And saying, I'm going to use this fire energy to actually focus and to move forward, okay? So courage is a big one because it takes courage in order for us to stand up as a warrior. Now, and the reason I'm talking about warriors right now, right, is because we're in a state of mind right now. Right? We're in a state of mind where people are on edge. People are living in fear. Now we have the opportunity to redirect that energy from fear into a warrior. We can take the flames or the ego or our small mind and say, no, you don't get to win this battle. I get to stand up and be a warrior. Now, a warrior sometimes will look like people giving to the needy, giving to the hungry, right? We say, well, they're like a hero. They have some emotion and they can have emotion, but they're more driven by fire rather than any other element, okay? Most people are afraid of fire, afraid of this element, because the ego, it's a tricky thing between the ego and the divine will. It's a very fine line between the two, because we could become self-righteous. I know better. Or we can spew warfare on people that are not even involved in anything that's going on, and then we end up hurting other people in the process. So how do we use our fire energy to stand up as a warrior in the midst of all this crazy? I'm an Aries. Oh. All right. So to war we go. Now, here's the deal. We can be a warrior, right? And the word war is in warrior. Now, do no harm and take no shit. That's kind of the phrase that I want to use here. Because when we say go to war, people are like, well, other people get hurt in the midst of things. What I'm saying is that when people go to attack you, when we're in the face of a big, great, whatever this is, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, that we can stand up and remember that the warrior exists within us. Now, this may be a little bit harder for people who have never stood in their warrior self, who maybe don't feel as courageous or maybe are a little more fearful than courageous. This is going to take us to be, this is going to support us in being courageous in our actions and what we do. So why is it important that we find that in this time? Because in a world of chaos, in a world of people who are fearful, they're searching for that hope and inspiration. They're searching for the warriors, not so that we can go save them, okay? We're not Captain Save-A. That's not what we do. We're not here to go save people. We need to save ourselves. However, in the process of this, as we stand up as warriors, people remember the fire in themselves. They remember that they have the opportunity to stand up as the warrior for themselves. Not that we're here to save people. It's not our job. But people will look to us as an example. In the time of the Great Depression of toilet paper, in the time of the Great Depression of social distancing, whatever you want to call it, from all this craziness that's going on, right? There were amidst the people who were afraid stood the warriors of the world. Who were the warriors of the world? They were the ones who stood up for what was just and right. They were the ones who stood up and were courageous and brave. They were the ones who walked through the midst of the chaos and stood in the midst of the chaos and created the calm in the chaos. That takes courage. Now, you could be a victim or you could be a warrior. To ignite the warrior energy inside you is to recognize that the fire exists in you, that flame exists in you. So some people have a tiny flame, or maybe it's not even there. It's not even ignited. How do I ignite the flame inside me to become a warrior, to stand true with my staff? Good morning, Hermosa. This is why we have the word of God and we wear his armor. Correct. Yes, I like that. Thank you for sharing that. This is why we have the word of God. And the word of God is, guess what? Fire energy. Thank you for mentioning that, because we can talk about I always forget what it is, but they're fire letters were written. And those were the word of God, were fire letters, fire energy. It is our divine will in action to stand up bold with our staffs. Now, if you have to picture it as something in the material world, because really this energy comes from within, okay, and then it manifests out. It doesn't come from without. Someone doesn't go, here's a staff, now be a warrior. And you're like, well, what do I do with this staff? I don't even know what to do. Like, let me just swing it around like a crazy person and hopefully hit my target. It's not how it works, okay? What happens is internally, to ignite the flames of that is to overcome the fear that has been inside of you forever. So So if there's fear hanging out there from all of this craziness for you, if you have panic, if you're in a state of a frenzy, which I'd imagine that most on here may not be, but if you have friends that are crazy, your parents are going crazy, people that are older, children, whatever it is, some people may be going crazy, right, in this state of mind of craziness and going like this. You get to stand up as the warrior by example. Have the courage. We are not victims. We are survivors. We are children of God. We are the warriors, right? We are the champions. We are the warriors. We're the ones who are going to stand up and rise above it. We're going to show people that, hey, look, I have it within me. How do I do that? I overcome the fear. If I was afraid of, I don't know, running out of food, if I was afraid of running out of water, whatever people did in this time of crisis, right? Everybody has their own thing that they did, that you ask yourself, what was the fear? Get real with yourself. What am I fearing? What is it really? Well, I'm afraid that I won't have enough food. I'm afraid that they're going to take all the food away from us. I'm afraid that we're going to starve. Really, everything you're afraid of leads to death. I'm afraid to die. So we can go down the rabbit hole. But when you stand up and say, you know what? I'm a survivor. And yeah, I want to live. And guess what? I can survive. Or I'm not afraid of death. But I can stand up and I can stand firm. And I can remember that I am a child of God. And I can love boldly. And I can go out there and I can set what is right. And I can speak my truth. That is the warrior standing up firm and grounded in your principles. Recognizing that, yes, God is the flame. God is the divine will. God is that will that exists within us. That is the warrior energy. It's like fire spewing from our own mouth. To be on fire is to speak authentically, to be truly who you are, to stand boldly in who you are, to recognize that you are the child of God. And you get to be the warrior. It's amazing. We are the flame. We can reignite and spark that flame when we walk through the fear, when we get honest with ourselves about what our fears are, when we overcome those fears. Okay, I'm a little afraid of this, but to be honest about it, not to sweep it under the rug and pretend as though it doesn't exist. That's not what warriors do. They go through the fire. They look at the situation. They say, yes, this is what it is, but I'm going to be brave enough to walk through this. I'm going to be brave enough to go. And if I don't come out on the other end, guess what? I did it with courage. I stood boldly. I didn't have to cower and be taken. I at least stood firm in my morals and my goals and principles. I at least stood up and said, you know what? This is what I stand for. I told people boldly that I loved them. I did whatever it was that I needed to do. I showed people to be brave in this time of chaos and craziness. To stand firm when you see an unjust thing happening because people are in panic. You know, we are resilient as a human species. There are people that have their opinions about what is going on. I have an opinion, and this is more Natalie talking than my divine self. But the ego, my own ego, was upset that this person was trying to monetize on an opportunity. Now, you have those people who are going to do this. You have people who are going to go out and they're going to try to make money, right? But really, who are they taking from? Usually taking from the people who don't have enough, right? Or are in poverty, okay? What we call poverty, okay? And what they do is they take advantage of the situation. Now, is there anything right, wrong, or good about it? No. Okay. From my own belief system, there's not. But from Natalie speaking, there is something wrong and unjust. Why? Because you're taking advantage of individuals, right? And to me, that is just, that's the dark area. I still love them, but I don't 100% agree with it. So I had a little, not an argument, but a conversation with an individual, right? And they were talking about how somebody was selling toilet paper for an extreme amount of money, $70 a roll or something ridiculous, okay? And I got really upset. I said, you know, here's why I'm upset about this. I'm going to just tell you why I'm upset. I'm upset because there are people in this world who have children who may not be able to afford, who weren't able to get a ride to the store, who weren't this and that. And now people are taking advantage of it and they can't afford that. And I don't think it's okay. Now, my warrior self would come out and say, why is this not okay? Because morally, I don't believe that it's okay. My own internal morals tell me, no, that is not okay. That when we unite as a human species, when we come together and we share our resources, that when we try to balance out the scales, and then what is it called? Equality or equity or whatever you want to call it. Equity is a big word now, a buzzword instead of equality. But when we're balancing out the scales, when we have compassion for one another, we start to share resources. Why take more than you need? Does it make sense to me? To me, that's greed, which becomes still fire energy. Greed is still fire energy, but it's out of fear. So the warrior says, guess what? There's enough for everybody, and I'm going to stand in what is just and what I feel is right. Now, on the other spectrum, because we kind of argued, and the person I was kind of arguing with said, well, I think that that's smart. And I said, you know, I don't think that's smart. I don't know how someone can live with themselves doing these things personally, because there are people in need. Why not go give it to the people in need? If you have enough, why not buy some and give it to the people that need it, okay? Not everybody's like that. Okay, fine. Then there was another article that came out where an individual went and bought up all this stuff and was trying to sell it at a you know, overpriced whatever. And they made him donate it. Got in trouble. They made him donate. And that, to me, was what I call just. That is what a warrior would do. Okay? A warrior is not all about fighting either. A warrior is about standing up for what is just in the time of peril, in the time of scarcity, in the time of fear. Will we stand up for one another, or will we allow the foul behavior and treatment of individuals to happen? It's totally up to you. Neither is right, wrong, good, or bad. But we're at a time where we're choosing darkness or the light. Like, you either choose the fear and choose the darkness, or you choose the light and you choose God and you choose to open up your eyes and wake up. I already told you guys, I'm gonna sound a little preachy now, 2 years ago to wake up. I don't know how much more I can say it. I love you guys. I just want you guys to recognize that things are going to get crazier before they get better. I told you that the ship was sailing. I told you it was on dock. I told you to get on. And it was up to you. You either got on the ship or you didn't. Now, is the ship still going to allow you on? Yes. Why? Because it's God's ship and God's not going to deny you. But if any time, now is the time. Stop waiting. And when I mean get on God's ship, I said get real with who you are. Find the inner warrior in you. You are magnificent. You hold the keys to everything you need. You are powerful. I don't know how to give that gift to you guys and make you understand it. I hope that you guys understand it. I mean, give me thumbs up if you understand that you are magnificent. Say something to me that tells me that you guys know that you're enough. Hearts, I don't care what it is, something. Yes, agreeing, something that says, yes, I am enough. Yes, I know that I matter. Yes, I am a warrior. Yes, I will stand up in the face of fear, and that I will walk through the fire. I will walk through the darkness. I will walk through whatever, knowing that I have divine will within me. Some indication. Anything? Nothing? Crickets? People saying goodbye? I don't want to hear this. regardless if you want to hear it, regardless, thank you. I got a thumbs up. I appreciate that. I appreciate it for yourself. Tells me that you're like, yes, I get it. I'm a warrior. I'm a badass. Okay, good. Not from the ego, but from this, the place of I am God in motion. I am divine will. Wake up. 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 It's time to wake up, you guys. It's time to get up. It's time to open up your eyes. It's time to lift the veil of Maya. It's time to recognize you're in the illusion. The warrior recognizes this. The warrior stands firm in what their principles are. They're not afraid to look at the illusion and call it an illusion. They're not afraid to tear down all of the veil that's been revealed. They're not afraid to recognize that this is such a fragile state of mind that we're in. They're not afraid. And if they are afraid, they walk through the fear. They know that something's there that's greater than them. They have faith. They believe. They know. They take their staff. They illuminate the path. They know that the path eventually will be illuminated for them. That is you. Your path will be illuminated. You don't have to walk blind through this. And if you do, take a deep breath, because guess what? The lights will turn on eventually, but you got to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I wish everybody on the planet could hear what I'm saying. And hopefully, and I'm almost 100% sure, because little old Natalie, who doesn't make a huge impact on the world, but might make a minor impact for all of the two people that are on here. For all of the two that decide to hang on and listen. Wake up. Wake up. Things are going to get crazier before they get better. I'm telling you right now. Systems come down for a purpose. Things always shift. Nothing is going to stay the same forever. The only constant is our spirit. The only thing that lasts forever is our spirit. The only thing that's immortal is our spirit. That is our connection to the divine. Right there. And everybody has it. So please wake up. Remember who you are. No more amnesia. It's time to remember you are God. God in action. Every single person. And the more that we can get this message out and remind people, the more that people will illuminate and wake up and remember, oh yeah, I'm God. Oh yeah, I'm part of God. Oh yeah, I'm just God in motion. Oh yeah, these projectiles and people are just me. We're all the same. And I take my staff and I take my inner courage and I persevere through it. I can illuminate the darkness, and guess what? I can love the darkness. I can look at the crazy and be okay with it and love it anyway. And perhaps illuminate the crazy into its divine self and recognition that it too is part of God. I wish the whole world would hear this message. And I'm sure there's other people doing this, and other people are we have other enlightened souls and beings in this world that are doing the same thing, to raise the vibrational frequency of humankind, of man, and to recognize and to bring us back to wholeness and oneness, to ignite the divine flame within us, the warrior flame that stands firm and bold in God's word. That's really what it is. I love that they said, you know, God's word is the flame. It is. It actually is. Fire letters are what they're called. It's Arabic. Yahweh, Yad, or something like that. I can't remember all of them. So if I said that wrong, I apologize. Somebody knows what it is. Please put it on here. But they say Yahweh, which is fire letters. So put on your armor. Ignite the flame within you. Stand firm in your morals and principles. And remember that God is your armor. God's name is your fire. What does that mean? It means whatever comes out of your mouth has the ability to change and transform things. So I gift you a staff. And I gift you the flames. And I gift you an ignite, something to ignite the flame if you haven't found your flame. Okay? That'll help you. Now go find it within yourself. You got it. Okay, there you go. To talk about today is divine will. And all of who showed up and everybody who left. It's funny. It's all good. No worries. Okay. Good morning, Melina. Good morning, Sally. Good morning, Rachel. I didn't say good morning to everybody, so I apologize. Good morning, good morning, good morning. So there you have it. Be the inner warrior. Discover the inner warrior. Find the flame within you. Know that the flame exists, and it's walking through the fear in being courage and bold. And we have different fire energies we can work with. We know that Leo, okay, the lion, is courage. It's courage. It's the divine will itself to be courageous enough to go and stand firm. Okay, we have Aries, who is a little bit different in terms of fire, and that would be Aries to fight wars. And what is the other fire energy? Is it, you know, scorpions, water? What is the other one that's fire? How can I think of it? Not Gemini. Somebody know? Someone want to tell me the last fire energy is? What is it? Okay, so we have Virgos, we have Scorpio, we have Sagittarius. Sagittarius, I believe, which is, I would say, the divine flame of, I don't know, I have to get back to you guys. There's also the divine sexual energy, which is part of the flame as well, and part of the warrior energy. Okay. All right, so there you have it. Find your, rediscover your inner warrior in the time of craziness, in the time of fear, in the time of panic, or whatever people are going through. Stand up for what is just and right, and that's what a warrior does, okay? Awesome. All right, so you guys have a great day, and I will be seeing you guys tomorrow. And if you guys are off, take this time out to do a pause in your life, breathe. Get clear about who you are. Reset yourself. Energetically, I feel a shift into, I'm feeling a lot of the light energy right now surfacing, which is awesome. Okay. Good morning, Hitchu. Good morning, PBG10. Good morning, Naya. Good morning, Manu. Good morning, Anna Claire. And I don't know if there's still on here. I think they all left. Okay. Okay, so it looks like everybody's off, basically talking to myself, which is fine. But I love you guys. Have a great day. A lot of things are changing right now. And I just want you guys to breathe and know you're loved. And welcome love into your heart. And God is with you always. And I pray for you guys every single day. So lots of prayers and love and just good energy, okay? And I love you guys. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.